Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
We finish, as usual, with some great local music and something a little different today because we are featuring the jazzy tunes of trombonist Kgetty Nkotsi, introduced to his instrument at the age of 16, and he's never looked back. He has described his trombone as his one true love. I first started playing the instrument at the Moses Taiwa Molelekwa Arts Foundation, which opened many doors and opportunities for him, including the ability to be part of the Standard Bank Youth Jazz Festival in Makanda. And then in 2016, Kgetty took the decision to pursue a career in music and to study full-time, enrolled for a music degree at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. And really, his career has taken off since then. It is my great pleasure to have him on the line today to talk to us about his most recent performances and what lies in store for 2022. Kgetty Nkotsi, welcome to Cape Talk.
Hello, 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 ma'am. Thank you for the invite. And hello to your... to your listeners.
It's great to have you with us. Kgetty, I believe you've been performing quite a lot in a series of concerts in KwaZulu-Natal over the festive season. How did that go for you?
Yeah, you know, the support was amazing. I didn't expect to receive support like that in Durban at that time, KwaZulu-Natal. Because I had thought, you know, because it's a debut, and I thought people, there were not going to be many people, but the support was amazing, especially with the second venue, because the second venue is 1 hour, 30 minutes away from the city. Yeah. So I thought there, I was not going to get people, you know, people who were going to come to the show. But I don't know, somehow the music, people found the music, and they came to the show.
I'm so pleased for you. Kgetty, I know this is really just the start for you. We've got a track which we're going to play out the show with today, which I know you love performing. Before we listen to the music, though, why the trombone? How did it happen that was your instrument?
You know, the trombone, I'm considered among my friends. You know, they think I'm the funny guy. And growing up, I used to be the funny guy in class, you know, the guy who was making jokes and all that. But so the trombone, why I chose the trombone is because I thought that the sound was funny, you know, because the trombone can make that wah, wah sound, you know what I mean? So to me, I thought I could relate with the instrument. I didn't know I would become a professional musician or make a career out of playing the trombone. So I chose the trombone because I thought it was a funny instrument and that I could relate with the instrument. So that's why I chose the trombone.
And the music has had the last laugh, hasn't it? Because here you are with your debut project out and great feedback from the audiences so far. We're going to play out with a track called Deepo Paya. If our listeners like what we play for them, Kgetty, where do we send them to find more of your music?
Okay, so the music is out online on digital platforms. It's called Masiji. And I have CDs that I have been sending out across the country. So they can find me on Facebook or Instagram and DM me there. So they can find the music on Spotify, on Apple Music, on YouTube Music, on YouTube as well. They can find the music, just online platform, they can find the music.
Well, all the best to you for the year ahead, Kgetty, and I hope you're able to bring the trombone down to Cape Town at some point and play for us in this part of the world.
I'm hoping, I'm trying by all means to come to Cape Town. I'm hoping there will be a show sometime this year before the year ends, because Cape Town is one of my favorite cities, you know. So I'm hoping sometime this year I will have the chance to play Masiji and give people sweets, because that's what the project is about. That's what the album is about.
Kgetty Nkotsi, I hope that date is sooner rather than later. In the meantime, thanks for chatting to us on Cape Talk and all the best to you for the success of your debut project, Masiji. This is the track called Deepo Paya.
Thank you.
A snippet there of Dipo Paye by Kgethi Nkosi. If you're looking for him on online platforms, K-G-E-T-H-I, and the surname is spelled N-K-O-T-S-I.